Why, hello there, Wu fans. Welcome back to another episode of Wrong Opinions Only with your host, Justin Kayla, and returning, recurring, special guest, Craig Swarley Tatone.
That is such an amazing introduction. You don't need to do that every single time, though.
I kind of think I do.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
I got to get you in a good mindset.
Yes.
This is a pretty big undertaking we're taking on right now. We are, as you heard, already cracked the beers open. We're doing a power hour today, folks, to make up for the bet that I lost for this year's Oscars with Kayla. And she has graciously decided to join us in this endeavor today, Kayla.
You know, I did. This should technically be a loser's trial here, but I've never done a power hour. So I was intrigued at the idea. Probably will regret it, but I'm excited to be with you. And Craig joining us.
You're definitely going to regret it.
This is going to be a chaotic podcast, folks. Yes. We got video up here. Obviously, we're kind of amateurs on that front, so bear with us a little bit as it took us forever to set this thing up here today. But we're going to be drinking. It's going to be pretty loose. We are going to be asking and answering absurd questions that Kayla came up with that Craig and I have not seen yet.
Yes.
And we're going to be drinking a shot every minute for an hour throughout the pod. So you're going to hear us starting to probably slur, get a little bit more disorganized, probably hitting the table a little bit more. Not going to be the cleanest sound, but I'm going to venture and say it's probably going to be the funniest pod we've ever put out.
For sure. And I saved all the math questions for the end. So
oh,
I feel
no.
like we're going to be great.
Math questions. Yes. Let's go.
I didn't know there was math involved. Come on.
I'm excited. What are we drinking to start off with? Should we tell the listeners here? I'm drinking Red's Apple Ale.
Are we sponsored? I don't think we're sponsored.
Nope.
Solid choice, Kayla. Going for kind of a light cidery-ish beer.
Yes.
Craig and I have decided to go the Blue Light route.
Blue Light. I'm going to put that in camera view.
And there is already sliding beers all the way across the table so everybody can hear on the audio.
Sorry.
We also have some seltzers if we want to switch it up.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
And we have Blue Moon Light. So we got a variety here, but we're going to start with the light, easy stuff, you know?
Ease on into it.
Exactly.
Oh, man. So what is this the equivalent of drinking? 7 beers?
I think it's a little over 6 beers in an hour. Yeah.
6 beers in an hour. My tolerance is -2 these days, so I am very happy for us.
We're not
slurring the questions.
I don't know if I can handle 7, but yeah, we'll get there.
Don't worry. We have the hot tub after. We can just all hang out and pass out like we were like 25 years old again. Who knows?
Relive our glory days.
Yeah.
Let's see if our mid-30s bodies can hold up to this.
Spoiler alert. That's not going to happen.
We tried to start this at 5 to avoid this going too late. And,
no, we're screwed.
It's almost 7, so we succeeded on that. Okay, so I do have a very fun power hour drinking game timer, so it's going to chime every time we have to take a shot of our beer. And then I'm going to attempt to do a question every minute and see if we can all answer. And this will probably go south real quick, but I worked really hard, so let's see how this goes. Shall we pour our first
shot?
Of beer now.
Ooh, foamy.
This would be a great live show idea. That way it doesn't matter as much when we sound ridiculous.
That's true. Okay. All right. I think we're ready.
We're starting it up.
Okay.
Let's do the power.
It's a 10-second countdown before it first beeps, so I'm going to hit.
No, do you drink before or after the beep?
After the beep.
Yep.
After the beep. Okay. And here we go. We got 10 seconds before we start. Okay.
Get loose.
I'm feeling good.
I wonder how loud this beep's going to be. Is this going to startle us every fucking time?
It may. Okay.
Okay.
That's not terrible. Enough. That's kind of like those.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Sydney Sweeney, Emma Stone, Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, shit. Fuck Sydney Sweeney.
Yep.
Marry Jennifer Lawrence, kill Emma Stone, which is really tough to say.
Okay, I would kill Sydney Sweeney. I would fuck Jennifer Lawrence. I would marry Emma Stone.
I would kill Sydney Sweeney. I would marry Jennifer Lawrence, and I would fuck Emma Stone.
Okay.
That's a tough one because you could marry, fuck, kill, well, not kill any of them. You don't want to kill any of them, right?
So no, that's what makes it difficult. You don't. Okay, that went pretty good.
Well, see, there we go. See? One down, only 59 shots of beer to go, folks.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
You know, it's the first sip was delicious. So let's see how it goes down later on.
It's going to be so bad.
The first thing, once you get to sip 37, you're going to be like, oh, why are we doing this?
I feel like future Kayla's looking back and going, no. Oh, my goodness.
Thumbs up.
All right. What's your favorite board game, you guys?
God damn
it. I'm sure it's been a while, but like.
Risk.
I pulled out a board game right now. What do you can't wait to play?
Risk.
A board game?
Board game.
You know, when I was growing up, it was probably Life. I used to play Life with my mom.
I
all the
love
time.
The game of Life. That's my pick.
Yeah? We're both on Life?
Yes. I used to play it on the computer all the time. However, on the actual board game, no one would want to play because it takes like 3 hours.
Wait, you're talking about the CD-ROM Life, like the game of Life that for like Windows 98?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Craig, all right.
I played a board game of Life because that's what the question was, not video games.
That's fair.
Did you guys always go to college? That was an option.
No, you have to switch it up once in a while. I used to play so much. Like me and my mom would play like Sorry, Life, what's the other one where Trouble, where you'd have
trouble.
To hit the little
Love
bubble
trouble.
In the middle.
Connect Four.
I'm getting into Trouble.
Oh man, you guys are so ready. If you could meet anyone in this world today, who would you meet?
Oh shit, I hate these types of
I
questions.
Know you do.
There's too much thinking.
And we're
involved.
Starting it off.
Luckily, it's all
anyone?
Friendship questions.
Yes.
Anyone in the world?
Anyone in this world today, who would you meet? I mean. There's so many people.
I thought of a really dark answer, but no.
Okay.
You guys go first.
Oprah.
Oh,
I've always
yours
wanted to meet
easy.
Oprah since high school.
Oprah. Okay. Craig, what do you got?
I got nothing. Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves is great. Keanu Reeves is a good one.
Man, who would I want to meet today? I'm trying to think of somebody like really good and influential, but then I'm like, I don't really want to hang out with Jeff Bezos or anything, you know?
What?
It depends. Like, are you flying into space with Jeff Bezos? Because then I'd hang out with
him.
Well,
yeah, in that circumstance. But I'm thinking like just have a beer with somebody. How about Denzel?
Denzel,
I think it'd be pretty
Denzel?
He'd have some good stories.
How about Jennifer Lawrence so I can marry her?
Yes.
True. I would just feel so awkward and intimidated being next to Jennifer Lawrence, though.
I don't know. I feel like she would...
What are those things you're too old to do but still enjoy?
This power exact hour. Thing right now.
Drinking with my best friends? Yeah.
Power hour for sure.
Still that's definitely it.
Too old to do but still enjoy?
Yeah, you still enjoy. Uno. I mean, I love fucking playing Uno. It's great.
Are we too old for that? I
love
Yahtzee.
No, like
Uno
to love
stuff.
Uno, though, I have like 20 different versions. Is that something? I
think kickball would probably fill that gap
kickball,
for a little bit. Yeah.
Yes.
There's an EDM show that I wanted to go to tonight, but I also was like, am I too old to go to those?
No.
No. Well, now I'm picturing you and then just a bunch of like.
Exactly. They're all like 18, 19. Like, who's the old guy?
I already feel full. We're only at 4.
Do you want to wait outside so you can pick up whoever you're here for? Or what?
Oh my God.
Man.
Is your daughter at the show?
Yeah.
God
damn it. I'm twice your age. Shut up.
You know what I realized? Just complete dead audio every single time we
hit
the spot.
Just start drinking.
Yeah.
Who is your all-time favorite Disney character?
Oh, shit.
Aladdin. I think I go Aladdin. He was a badass.
All-time favorite.
Favorite Disney movie. Or Disney
character.
I liked Meg from Hercules.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That is a very, very good question.
Yeah, thank you.
That
might be where they drop
stop,
off.
Stop pulling a me and stalling here.
I don't.
The question.
I don't know. The
first
one
that comes to mind.
Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen.
Fun fact,
are
I've
you,
never seen
ka-chow!
One.
Are you 11 years old?
No, like, but the memes of the Lightning McQueen have been coming up on Instagram a lot, so that's the first thing that I thought.
I've never seen Cars, so.
What?
I know. Why? I know. It just never, I don't know. Does it seem like in my wheelhouse?
I don't know if I, well played, Caleb. I don't think I've ever seen that in the
All right.
That ding.
I'm going to just buffer as they do shots, and I'll do it a second late every time so that we don't have the dead air.
That's fair.
Okay. Would you take it if you had the opportunity to be immortal? Would you be immortal if given the choice?
Immortal?
This is a super big existential question that's tough to answer in 1 minute, Kayla.
I don't think so. Yes or no?
Just me. Nobody else around me.
Yeah.
I think you have to say no, because if you're immortal, then you don't really have the ability to enjoy anything because you.
See,
no
I say yes if I could kill myself, meaning I could.
You know what? That's a good caveat.
Yes.
That's a
wait a
caveat.
Second. Okay.
Because the planet starts burning. I don't want to be alive for that. So if I could like cash
out. You're just flying through space like, oh, this is it.
there's so many questions though, because do you keep aging or do you get
I think you stay where you're at. Oh, like you pick your age, you stay
so then
at.
You like out age your kids and grandkids after.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
So, Craig, did you even answer that, Craig?
Nope, he didn't.
I see how it is.
This is so rough.
So rough, Kayla. We're not even through one beer yet.
Okay.
Well, I was listening to the stipulations on the last one.
If you could be a Hollywood celebrity, who would you like to become?
Like an actual celebrity or like the type of work?
No, like a celebrity, an actual person.
I think something Craig said earlier, Keanu Reeves just seems like the chillest, coolest person on the planet. Everybody loves him. Jack Black's another good answer. Where they're just like beloved, they can do whatever they want, and they make a shit ton of money.
Ooh, okay. I think I'd be Florence Pugh.
Now, why, why would you want to be Florence Pugh?
Because you just stand in front of a mirror is what would happen.
I would be more than that.
Kayla.
I mean, budding career? Hello?
Yes.
Get your head out of the gutter,
Kayla. Or Timothy Chalamet. Figure that one out. I don't know. He seems fun.
Well, just because he stands next to Florence Pugh, so you can look at her from somebody else's perspective. That's why you're saying that.
Accurate. Okay. What's your favorite action movie? Mine is Taken. When I saw that, I was like, this is fire, beginning to end. I love they didn't like talk about a story that went right to like the kicking ass. So, first Taken.
Favorite action movie?
Is The Town considered an action movie? I'd say The Town.
I guess so. I'd say like more thriller, but like action. It's heist. Like, it's not all in fighting.
True, but it's like, is heist action or is that like, that's like a subgenre of action in my opinion?
I'm going to go John Wick.
John Wick, okay.
John Wick, okay. If I can't take The Town, does Dune 2 count as action? I'm asking too many questions.
That's like sci-fi fantasy.
Do you know what an action movie is? What is happening?
Well, I just think that there's a lot of genres that can be considered action movies. So that's why I think The Town is considered an action drama. So I'm going Town.
Okay. When I burp, it feels better. So that's the move.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's how that works. You're releasing the gases, Kayla.
Oh, I don't love that you said that to me. Name three things that are often sucked.
Wow, you got into this early. Penis.
A penis is definitely
there. You go. Okay. Lollipop.
Lollipop, yep.
The
Popsicle. Ice.
The no. Chicago Bears.
Okay.
The Buffalo Sabres.
Okay. All right. Wow.
What else you got, Craig?
Oh, I said the Sabres. They suck.
You got two more things.
Oh, I got to pick. I said penis. That's definitely okay. One.
Peni.
That are
peni.
Often sucked. Okay, you guys.
Often.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Okay. Fair.
Okay.
Fair.
Yep.
What's your third? We're not counting penis because we both said it.
Oh, come on. Helium.
Okay.
Oh,
helium is good. Okay. Craig, good job.
Not bad. Not bad. Okay. Wind's out of the sails. You suck the wind out of my sails. Is that a saying?
It is now.
It is now.
It is now.
Bet him over the barrel and showed him the 50 states.
What's the best thing to do when you're alone?
Matt, I'm just kidding.
Nope.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I like to sit in silence.
Nap.
You do not like to sit in silence, Kayla. We talked about you having shower thoughts. So
I like
you
to
lied.
Think that I... Okay, never
napping.
Mind. All right.
I like napping.
Napping.
I like to listen to a podcast with a drink in the hot tub.
Oh.
That's just like perfect alone hangout.
Video
time.
Games are fun too.
Video games are fun. Yeah, that's true. I'm going to give you that. How's your Baldur's Gate going?
I haven't played in a long time.
That's just like Craig to get me obsessed into something.
Well, whatever. I got it because I was like, oh, we're definitely going to be able to play together, and it never happened.
That's true.
Because you were a Swirly
Maybe
of the Week.
Maybe by the time you do play,
twice.
We'll be able to.
Twice I was a Swirly of the Week, by the way. In a row.
That's how it goes. That is how it goes.
Are we done yet? Holy shit.
Nope.
How many more we got?
Yeah, Kayla, do you have a numerical countdown?
We're only at 11.
Okay, so only 50 to go. All right, cool.
Only at 11. What is your earliest memory? My earliest memory is when I lived in Maryland, when my dad was in the Army, and there were mattresses outside, and we used to jump on them like a trampoline. So that's my earliest memory. I was four.
Aww,
I was 4 years old.
I had a bad dream when I was like 3 years old that the gas can in the garage chased me around the driveway.
Oh, you still remember it? Well, that's how ingrained it is.
I had a recurring dream when I don't know, it was like 7, 8 or something. It involved basically... I can't remember specifics because it's been so long, but there was a lot of bad guys. There was guns. There was a pink Power Ranger. There were people trying to take me from my home, and then there was never any resolution to the dream, and I'd keep having the same dream over and over again. So yeah.
Did you eventually solve that dream?
No, I think I just got a crush on the Pink Power Ranger and then we're good.
She comes up a lot. Let's see how many times she comes up in this.
Yeah, when you're 8 years old, you know, limited options.
That's true. Oof.
In the 90s. In definitely the 90s. Limited.
You get to pick the next Marvel movie with a superhero of your choosing. Can be the old cast too. What movie are you making?
Gambit.
Gambit, okay. Movie that never came. Is it going to be Channing Tatum? As Gambit?
No, I don't want Channing Tatum. I want somebody who actually looks like they could pull off Gambit.
The movie I would do would be Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Deadpool Kills the Marvel, okay.
That's an actual comic.
Okay.
Where he goes around and he kills the entire Marvel Universe.
Interesting.
I would do Black Widow 2.
Oh.
With Flo, yeah. Obviously. I watched
Isn't there going to be a Black Widow 2?
Doesn't No, that's it. They like gave it to her after she died, and then that was it.
Oh, okay.
So, bummer for me. But there's going to be a Thunderbolt, which I don't think is going to be good, so that's a bummer.
No, it's going to be terrible.
It's going to be so
bad. Marvel's was terrible.
But I'm going to watch it.
And Eternals.
The only good Marvel movie this year is going... Well, the only Marvel movie this year is going to be Deadpool and Wolverine.
That's true. That is true. What makes us such good friends?
Time.
Yeah.
We just get better with time.
I think so. And I also think that since we knew each other when we were so young,
yes,
we already know all, or not all, but a good chunk of everybody's secrets and like low points and high points. So it's a lot easier to relate.
You understand how the other people work.
I think that's right. Like, it feels good when people know you that way, like can reference something from when you're younger. And
you can call each other out and like nobody takes offense to it for the most part. It's, all right, yeah, I was being an asshole that time. Yeah, like Craig sucks as a human being. But, you know, whatever. Like, we deal with it.
We have a similar humor, and we all like to do most of the same stuff, so that helps too.
That does help. Yes.
We have similar passions.
We do. D&D every week does help.
Yes.
Almost every week.
Nerd alert.
Chimed.
Did it? Oh, shit.
So that is, my 16-ounce blue light is gone.
I didn't hear a chime. I'm on.
If I don't click on it, I realized if I click on my questions, it won't do it. Okay. Pretend we are drinking a glass of fine wine. Most pretentious description wins.
Oh, my God.
I'll start.
You're going to start.
It has hints of oak and bitter oranges, perhaps, and, Youth inside?
Youth,
Kayla.
The tannins of this wine are quite, they hit the palate just right, I think. Is that vanilla? I think that's a bit of vanilla. I know I'm doing the same accent you are.
I can't even go, guys. Like, you guys are talking too much.
Go ahead, Justin.
I can't say I do the same accent. Wow, this is we're pretty early.
That was a great one.
This is an early 17th century modern, clearly from a Spanish region with soft but yet cold soils.
And I'm getting a little cold.
Wow. Yes, exactly. Cold soils, you know, Craig, change the color of the wine. Everybody knows this and can't.
We're on number three. Showing here. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, I missed a beep. Did I? Yeah.
Yes. What's the most embarrassing music someone could put on during sex?
Embarrassing music?
Yes.
Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse.
Kid music.
Kid, like a Kids Bop? which Kids Bop version of a song was?
Oh,
90s Kids Bop.
I'm going to say Call Me Maybe.
No. What the fuck? They did one that they shouldn't have done because it was very, like, weird. I have no idea.
This is great audio, Craig.
I'm sorry. That's my brain trying to work.
Oh my
I keep forgetting we have a camera here.
I know.
I'm going to start looking at the camera more.
All right.
How you doing, Kayla? You're almost through your second.
Chime. Sorry, I didn't click. There we go.
See, I said I was going to keep talking to avoid those exact scenarios,
we're already losing it here.
Shit happens.
Have you guys ever attended a concert completely drunk?
Oh, hell yes.
Well, most concerts.
What pops in your mind? Mine is 21 Pilots in Buffalo.
Completely
Mark
drunk?
Mark and I had cranberry vodkas all night, and it was fucking awesome. Great show.
Completely drunk. I saw Skrillex at the F Shed 1 year, and I got pretty toasty.
Completely. I've been to some Dave Matthews concerts with like Mike and Todd and them. Pretty hammered for one of those. I'm not a big concert person though, in general. Like, I like the tailgating before. Some K-Rock.
K-Rockathon
like, hammered before those, but that's not like an individual concert, so I don't know if that counts.
No, that counts.
Yeah, so K-Rockathon then.
K-Rockathon. Oh, yeah. Good times. Good times.
Oh, yeah, well, I went to the one with Mixmaster. Oh, my God.
You're already drunk, Craig.
Craig is losing it.
Mixmaster Mike.
Am I drinking too much? I'm on my third.
That doesn't.
Does that?
No, you're good. I'm on my third.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Nope.
You're good. I'm halfway through my second 16 ounce. So
okay. All right. Kayla, next question is
committed to getting through 60 questions.
I am. Name a movie with a tidbit genitalia in the title. Dixon Musical.
You know the one imagine right now? It's not in the title, but is it movie 43 where it shows like the woman figure and it's like the 43 in the crotchal region?
Okay.
So it's not like in the title, but it's on the poster.
Can you guys think of anything in the
title? I don't know of any in the title. Yeah. The only thing
you can't count pornos, Craig.
No. Teeth, I guess, would be the one.
Teeth? Okay, but it's about not in the title.
Not in the title.
It's hard to do, guys. It's hard to do.
I don't know
any. I feel like I'm already tipsy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
You're three beers deep. Come on.
She's on her third. Shit. It's fine. Another one.
Oh, goodness, you guys. Okay. Next question is, if you had to Freaky Friday with someone in your life, who would it be?
Oh, my God.
It's got to be an older person then. Or a younger person. Are we the old people or the young people now?
Wow. Great question.
Yeah, we are now in the middle. We have pivoted this to a different question. Are we the old people or the young people?
Crisis.
I feel older than I do young.
That's I feel like we're the older people.
Yeah.
So we have to switch bodies with a teenager.
Oh, my God. I
have the teenagers now.
I know.
Besides my nephew. He's cool.
Okay.
I don't know,
man. Do your nephew?
No.
No.
I wouldn't want to switch bodies with somebody. If I had to go younger, my sister. She's 26, so.
I would
It'd be so weird. Like
I would switch bodies with Florence Pugh.
Well, yeah, there you go. Somebody younger.
Craig, damn it, Craig.
Timothée Chalamet, maybe. Yeah.
Someone in your life, you guys. Go ahead.
She's in my life.
I've in my her. Life?
She's in my life. Okay.
Who do I know that's young? I think it's just a weird question.
You only know old people?
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't know. Old people, yeah, I could.
Next question.
Anyway.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill. Zoe Saldana, Natalie Portman, Mila Kunis.
Oh, my gosh. This is a brutal
one. This is me
one.
Off my head. So here we go.
Oh, man.
Kill. Wait, what are the three? Zoe Saldana?
I would kill Mila Kunis. Yep. I would fuck Zoe Saldana. I would marry Natalie Portman.
Okay, definitely marry Natalie Portman. Fuck Mila Kunis. Kill the other one.
I think I marry Mila Kunis because she seems chill as shit. Oh, man, I love Natalie Portman, but Zoe Saldana seems like a great time in the bedroom.
Surely
Zoe
so.
Saldana, fuck, and unfortunately, terrible to say, kill Natalie
You're
Portman.
You're killing Natalie Portman.
I know. One of my biggest crushes, too, but out of those three. Out of those three.
Okay, that's well, that's fair. Oh, my goodness.
Whew. You know what? I have to stop delaying taking my shots because I wait until halfway through because I'm talking like right this very second, and then the other one comes way too quick.
Rookie
so.
Move here.
But you're waiting. It doesn't matter because you're waiting that time anyway.
But mentally, I'm taking a shot and then I hear the beep and then I'm like, shit, I got to take another one immediately.
Jesus Christ.
If you could only eat one type of pizza for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh.
Only one type.
Only one type, you guys.
Extreme Hawaiian pizza that I used to make.
That
back.
Is the stupidest fucking answer I've ever heard.
No. Nope.
Are you Hawaii? If you can only have one pizza.
Extreme Hawaiian.
Get
it's
out
different.
Of here.
No. Barbecue sauce base. With hot chicken, hot chicken, so buffalo chicken with pineapple. It's fucking delicious.
I'm going to go garlic pizza with broccoli.
Oh my gosh,
that's
guys.
My favorite pizza.
Well, chicken bacon ranch is probably my favorite, but if that's the only one, I think I got to go safe. I think I just have to go
pepperoni.
Pepperoni, safe, because you can have that whenever. Chicken bacon ranch could be terrible, you know, depending on who makes it. I'm going to take it early this time.
We are 21. Oh, my God. Tell your most embarrassing vomit story.
Most embarrassing vomit.
I don't remember a lot of those stories.
I was in college freshman year, got almost blackout drunk, threw up in my bed, and shout out to my best friend Kat in Buffalo. She did my sheets for me because I threw up while laying down. So that was a pretty bad impression.
This has to be my 21st birthday when you got me so fucked up that I couldn't stand and I threw up for about 4 hours with alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, that's fair. Mine is probably SU. It was a junior or senior year, December 18th, I believe, because it was the last day of finals, but also a couple people's birthdays. So what we did was walk around. I literally walked up and down like Euclid and stuff to different people's houses with a cooler full of vodka and beer.
Attaboy.
Crushed those, hit a like 3-foot bong at one point, passed out on Marty's couch, woke up in the middle, like, it wasn't even late, right? I heard somebody else vomiting. Hearing them made me immediately vomit all over the floor of Marty's living room. Somebody else cleaned it up for me, and then I passed out.
Before you ask your question, is anyone going to puke tonight, do you think?
I'm not
going to not say no.
Okay, next question.
And maybe that was yes. All right. Have you ever gotten a lap dance at a strip club?
Yes.
Yes.
I have not.
Okay.
I've never gotten a lap dance at a strip club.
Cheers.
All right. That was a quick question. Good question.
All right.
My wife, I think, is still convinced when I went to Vegas for my bachelor party that, like, you went to a strip club.
No. We did not.
We did not.
And I was just like, I'm not really interested in it, but.
He's not. It's honestly a huge waste of money.
Yeah, you haven't been. No, I did it in Canada. It was a male club, too. Surprisingly.
I've only been to a strip club, I think, 3 times, maybe 4.
Okay.
Miami was weird, though. We walked in thinking we were seeing a Nelly concert, and then all of a sudden there's 100 naked women. I'm like, okay.
That's a fun surprise, though. When you walk into a place and there's just 100 naked women there.
You know,
it's not a bad time.
Friday. Yeah.
You
know?
And we are like the only patrons because we got there so fucking early at 12:30 in the morning. How dare us old people show up at 12 midnight?
Is it better to have a superpower that only works once a year or a mediocre power that works every day?
Mediocre.
Okay. In my head, when I thought of mediocre power, it was like instant coffee. Like you could just point to a cup.
Wait a second.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Like that's my mediocre power.
That's a low power.
That'd be great, though.
Just instant coffee, whatever you want?
Or like instant drink. You could do all
that. And what's like a superpower is like you can fly, but you can only fly once a year.
What's a mediocre superpower?
Yeah. I think every day because you can use it to your advantage. You just save so much time. I'm all about efficiency, people.
But you could teleport and then just pay for your way back and travel.
True. Dang, motherfuckers.
True, but can I bring people with the teleportation? See, I have too many follow-ups.
That's your own understanding of your abilities.
That's some D&D shit that you're asking right there.
Oh my goodness. Can I read these? It's starting to be the question here.
Oh no. Kayla. Justin, how are you feeling? You all
right? I'm feeling all right now. I'm finishing the second 16-ouncer and going to
halfway through my 16-ouncer and I've had two other beers done.
So if you had to choose between going naked or having your thoughts appear in thought bubbles
naked
for everyone to read, what would you choose?
Naked.
For everybody, not just people you know, everybody?
Yes.
Naked.
You have to be naked for how long?
Let's say a week. Let's say a week.
Can I prepare physically to be naked? do I have like a couple month training camp to get in shape?
No, right now.
4 seconds. Ding.
Naked.
Okay. Thoughts.
You have thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think I would just do my thoughts and try to be good.
I have no shame.
Then run away, I guess, if I'm being
evil. I have zero shame. Next question.
Do influencers deserve to be on red carpets and making millions of dollars? Debate.
Fuck no.
No.
No, unless it's us.
Yes. With the exception of us, I just think it's wild that when you're like watching the Oscars and there's all the celebrities and they're all like, who are you? You have a popular YouTube?
That's just Justin opening up our next case of beer.
Get out of here.
So many beers, people.
Oh, my God.
So many beers.
All right. So we switched to Blue Moon.
Well, I still have one tall boy left here, so.
I still have more blue light tall boys if you want them. I just wanted to switch up a taste here.
Switch up a taste. At shot 25, about to be 26.
Christ.
There we go.
This is going quick, guys. It's the quickest hour that's ever happened, really. So that's the positive side.
That's it. That is it. We're not even halfway there. Good God.
Here's a question. When's the last time you did a power hour?
Never.
I used to do them a lot in college. Honestly, before we went out, it'd be like a 40 hands or a power hour. Got the trash can over here, Kayla, if you need it.
Yep.
We're prepared, people. We're prepared.
Shall I vomit live on camera?
That will get posted. No! That would get posted. The last time I did a legit power hour, man, I don't know. I'm a responsible adult nowadays. Probably when I had my Camilla's house. Okay. So what was that, like 7 years ago? Something like that?
Sure.
I think
actually, have I done one here? I may have done one here.
College, I think, was the last time.
Really?
Like when you were at SU.
Yeah, SU. Good times.
I just happened not to be there when you guys were doing that, I think.
This was like a pregame before you'd go out. Yeah. We also, there is the power century, where you do for 100 straight minutes, and that's that. Like 11 beers in 100 minutes.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a perfect free. Well, depending on the size. For me and my roommates, who are all about 6 foot,
Kale, how you doing?
4.
Oh man, we're good. Yeah, we're on 4 now. What's the first thing you would do if you woke up one day as the opposite sex?
I would immediately feel myself. I'm
okay,
sorry.
After you masturbate, yeah. What would you do? Okay,
thank you for clarifying. Yes, after you look at yourself in the mirror, yes.
I gotta know what it's like for the other sex. I mean,
sure. Yeah, I dress up in my sluttiest outfit. I go out to a bar and see how many guys hit on me, so that I could just be revolted by the male species entirely. Okay. And then I go back to a man and I go, I respect women so much more. I'm glad.
Wow,
I had this
very
experience.
Empowering. Yes. That's what
can I say? Crack. I have no rebuttal. That's. Yeah, that's it. I'm not coming out of my room. I'm staying. That's all I'm doing.
I would just feel powerful and just see what I could get away with as a man. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yep.
You just apply for a CEO position.
I would, yeah.
I am a white male. I would like to be the overseer of this company, please. Thank you.
I would like all the power, please.
And if it helps, I'm 68 years old. Okay.
Thank you. I would like the power, please. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, you mean you're in charge of the rest of the generations to come? Oh, by all means.
Would you rather take a vow of celibacy or take a vow of silence?
Silence.
Shit. I think it.
I have nothing good to say, so silence.
Can I learn? Question with the vow of silence. Yes. Again, too many questions for me. Can I learn sign language?
Yes.
That's okay, a very great question.
Then bow with silence. Okay. Then. Yeah.
Very,
yeah,
very
yeah.
great question.
Bow silence. I'm with you there. Okay.
Just imagine dirty talking in sign language, though, guys. Come on. Come on.
It might be sexy. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know anything sign language.
That's just for the camera. There you go.
Shit, this is fuck. For you. I'm looking at you. Sign language. We're going to have a discussion. Thank you.
This means fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Beep.
I was going to try and say something, but I had nothing to do for the silence there.
All right, guys. Name something you can't buy at Target.
Virginity.
Cocaine.
Okay, you guys. What's something you can't buy? Yeah, it's Target. It's hard, right?
It's such a simple question that it's difficult. You know what I mean?
Cocaine.
Topsoil.
Topsoil. Sure.
Can you? No, they don't have
bricks.
A garden center.
They don't have a garden center.
Bricks.
Yeah,
can
they don't
buy
have, like,
bricks in a store.
No, I don't think they have. Yeah, but like at Walmart and stuff, they have garden centers where they have that stuff. But I don't think Target does.
Bricks at Target.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said cocaine.
Cocaine. Okay. Hard drugs. You probably could ask someone.
Yeah, you could probably ask a worker.
So I don't
there.
Know if that works.
How are we looking? Everybody still looking nice and pretty? Like, yeah. All right.
Yeah,
we're
rocking it. We're at 30. We're halfway there. We are halfway there, you guys.
I'm okay. I'm surprisingly doing better than I used to do.
I love that about you. I can't.
I am just full at this point.
All right. This is a question we've asked before, but we're a little tipsy. Let's see how this goes. You get one more season of a show that ended already. What show is it?
Oh, you did ask that.
Yep. Let's see if we pick something differently. I would pick... Right now, I would pick Lioness Season 2, and it would have everyone from Season 1, because I'm not going to get that. I'm pissed about it. So
that's what happens when they put a colon in there. It's like, hey, we're going to move on.
I'm mad. Okay.
What was the question? One more season. Does it?
Of a show that has ended.
Barry.
No more. Barry.
Barry's a fantastic show.
Okay.
Game of Thrones is the obvious answer. I'm going, I think it was called Alphas, which is the show I used to watch. It ended on the biggest cliffhanger of all time and never came back.
Woo! These are starting to go smoother. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Both.
It's a good sign, Kayla.
All right.
Let me know if you want a blue moonlight over there.
I'm still going right now.
Okay. Come up with a new slang name for penis.
Oh my god. A new one?
A new one.
For penis.
There's so many.
Slong doesn't like slong. Like there's so many that are already out there.
Long I know. John. Is that a name?
That's one already.
Oh,
yep.
Damn. Okay.
How about
Johnson's already won? Let's like everything's already been thought of. There's been a penis around since the dawn of time, Kayla. So like,
stick.
Nope.
The thing that where she thought so hard.
Lightning bolt.
Stick.
Well, I try not to think of them.
Thunder. Thunder rod.
Thunder rod. That's definitely been used.
Thunder rod.
Someone somewhere has said thunder rod.
Drink.
I don't know if it's in the lexicon, though. Did I use lexicon right?
Thunder rod. I don't know anymore. Thunder rod. Okay. All right.
I'm glad we got this on video, guys.
Yes. Would you rather lose the ability to hear or lose the ability to see?
I lose the ability to hear because I'm already partially deaf. And also, like, I want to be able to look at my beautiful wife and my little baby. So.
Okay. Okay. Losing music would suck.
I agree with that.
But.
I don't. Ooh, that's a great question.
But seeing is a lot of hardship. So I feel like I would go with losing.
Seeing is a lot. It's just seeing.
But to lose music does suck.
Logistically, it does suck. However, hearing music, I love music.
Yeah. To lose, like, to just have the beats of music.
No, if you lose your sight, the other senses obviously kick in, right? So, like,
is it like Spider-Man?
They heighten.
Is that true?
Daredevil, if it rains, you can see.
That's true.
Only in the Fox version.
That is accurate. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, only if you're Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
All white people.
Not the new one.
I love Daredevil. I stand by it.
I love the show.
Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Coma for five years.
I'd be in a coma.
But it sticks with you. Like, you gotta, you're not hardship getting out.
Coma, because you just wake up.
10 years, though. You can't get those back.
What's your answer, Kayla?
I'm gonna be dead in 20 years. Who cares?
34, or wait, 44.
Yeah, whatever.
There's a big burp.
Yeah, I would go to jail. I go to jail.
You can make some good connections.
I probably could. I feel like I could do well.
Am I in a white collar jail?
I watch a lot of jail shows. So
here's the thing:
if I'm in a white collar jail. If I'm in like
hardcore jail,
then I might go coma.
I would be bored as shit
and do what I got to do to survive 5 years.
I would be bored as shit for 5 years in jail. Put me in a coma for 10.
Okay, coma for 10. Craig, is that you?
No conjugal visits for 10.
Oh my god!
I said Ted.
I did mine early.
Ted Mosby.
Ted.
Ted Mosby.
Have you met Ted?
Have you met Ted? That works, by the way.
It really does.
Listenable. I hope you listeners are enjoying this.
Kayla, I'm hijacking your questions. Would you rather have a body part explode or implode?
Explode, I think.
Implode, like within you.
Like, yeah. It just
both
like
suck. What is that question, Craig? Stop hijacking my questions. Would you rather be Jar Jar Binks, Jabba the Hutt, or Watto? Watto's from he's the one with wings in Phantom Menace.
Jar Jar Binks, because he's actually a Sith Lord.
Okay.
I am not recalling Watto right now.
Watto's the one with the wings that sold Anakin. Like, he owned him.
Gotcha. Jabba the Hutt.
Job
guy
the
had power and he had Leia just hanging out in that bikini. I mean, hey, just saying.
Oh my god.
Jar Jar the Sith Lord, that's all I'm saying. Great. Look up that theory.
Okay.
I'm slurring. We're not doing great.
35, y'all.
35. Oh yeah, we only got 25 left. We're good.
Oh my god.
We are rocking.
Do you want to do the Power of Century instead?
No.
No, that's next time.
Would
you rather be able to never go out during the day or never go out during the night?
You mean like, questions.
Like a vampire?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Not like go out for drinks.
So
like...
do you choose day or night?
Night. No, I'd rather go out during the night.
I'd rather stay home at night.
I'd rather go out, be able to go out during the day. So you can get sunlight and whatnot. I know Kayla doesn't like that, but that's my plan. I can stay in at night. That's not a problem.
Okay.
I'm a night owl. I'll go at night.
So we'll never see you.
Kayla, I just have to say, I appreciate your questions that you put together. These are great questions. They're all over the map.
They're better than would you rather implode or explode. Oh,
very true. Is this going to be the most listened to or the least listened to pod we've ever done?
We'll find out.
Oh my god.
What fantasy world would you rather be in? Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, or Star Wars? By the way, you're a normal person in the world, meaning you're not magical. You're just a regular Joe in that world. What are you picking?
Harry Potter, because you're just a normal person.
He's just a muggle?
What were the other options? Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, and
Star Wars?
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Star Wars. That seems terrifying.
Yeah.
Depends on what planet you're on, I guess.
True.
I'd say Game of Thrones.
Why? There's no running water, Kayla.
If I'm a normal Joe, I could like kind of be with the cool people.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm a muggle, I don't know anything.
There's no running water. There's no electricity. You're fucked.
I think it's got to be Harry Potter because Harry Potter is like normal world.
Oh, God. How? Part. Already?
37. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I need another one.
Whew. Would you rather be in a romantic comedy with your worst enemy or in a horror movie with your best friend?
Horror movie.
Horror movie best
horror
friend.
Horror movie best
That's
friend.
That's just entertaining, yeah.
Okay, we're all in a horror movie. Who's, and only one survives. Who do you think's living? That's just me off the cuff.
I think I live. Sorry, guys.
You think you live, Swirly.
Yes.
You think you live.
Yes. That's a Swirly move that you all die and I live.
Of the three of us?
Yeah.
I think I live. I think we're all just thinking wow. each other. We all think
I'm
each other.
I'm dead in both your imaginations. Okay.
You think you live?
I watch a lot of horror movies. I feel like I don't fuck with that. And also,
what if the enemy comes at you with cheese?
Also, I'd be like, oh. No! I'm like, oh, you know, most white people, I'd be like, oh shit, those see ya, moved out, no problem. So I think I have an advantage. Or a disadvantage if you think about it.
I don't know, dude.
Am I behind a shot? I'm just going to assume yes.
Oh my goodness. Woo, we are at 38, folks. 38 shots.
I thought you said, oh my kidneys for a second.
Oh my kidneys. What's your current TV character obsession?
Current?
What are you obsessed about? Mine is Rebecca Ferguson's character in Silo.
Silo's a great show.
You watched it.
I did.
I just watched it, and I'm obsessed. And Rebecca Ferguson is creeping up on the floor of the POV.
What about John Blackthorne? I'm here.
That's what I was
going to
say, yeah.
And my mom.
Oh, I've watched an episode, and I understand that reference.
I like Mariko better than John Blackthorne, though. So she'd be the one I'm obsessed with.
Oh, Mariko is so fucking cute, dude.
Folks, if you're adding
She's a badass, too.
Yeah, she
if
is.
If you're adding the beers, I'm at 5. We have opened up here.
I don't know where we're at right now.
We don't even know. What's
Kayla,
real?
You are... Yeah.
Holy shit, 3, 2,
I might
1.
Be going past 16, the 6 or 7 predicted.
I'm at like 50 ounces, whatever that comes out to. Like
Christ almighty.
Beers.
I absolutely cannot do math right now, nor can I ever. A quick round of I Spy. I'm the one doing it. I Spy something green.
Green?
Yeah. The frog up at the top there.
Nope.
Kermit.
Nope.
The light on the camera.
Came. Yes!
Yeah!
I said it too, though.
High five. Good audio.
Good job, you guys.
We're so old. I tore up my shoulder.
I was on the Peloton today, and I was like, oh, man, my knees are so achy from volleyball 2 days ago.
We are doing great. A high five may have sent someone to the hospital. We are killing it right now.
Call the ambulance, please.
Oh, my goodness. How are we feeling?
No.
Check in.
Next question. Good? You missed it. We're on the next shot already.
Are we?
Not yet. Not yet.
Did we miss a shot?
No.
No.
We're still
in like 5 seconds.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Holy shit.
Holy hell.
Starting to hit a little bit now, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm starting to hate this chime.
It kind of reminds me when you're like, not that I do it, but like the yoga gong or whatever the fuck. Like, I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
The yoga gong?
There's a yoga gong.
What?
Yoga gong? What's that?
What are you saying?
It's a thing. You meditate, there's a gong.
Listen to me, y'all. We're getting into Dune here.
All right.
You're stuck in Dune. What faction are you joining?
I have no idea.
What group are you joining? Chani's all alone. Is anyone joining Chani? They're alone against
So by
them?
Faction, you mean like the Fremen versus like the Imperium versus...
Bene Gesserit seems like all women have to be in there.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
I'm
out
aboard.
Of the Bene Gesserit.
I'm aboard.
First of all, let's just talk about the sexism involved with the Bene Gesserit. All right?
No, I think it's great. I'm pro-women always. I'll start working on the Grandmaster.
The Fremen are weird. They have to wear those still suits with
God.
Like... Did we answer that one? Oh, nobody's going to pick the Harkonnen, Kayla. So I'm going to pick...
Okay.
Well, the Caledonians are like the main folks. So
sure,
I guess I go with them. Maybe
you
I run into
words.
Duncan, Idaho.
Yes.
I am saying words.
What's something you can't do? I can't ride a bike.
Really?
I can't ride
we
a bike.
We talked about that this year. We're going to figure
Justin
that out.
Justin is going to show me how to ride a bike. I'm preparing him for fatherhood, but he's showing me how to ride a bike.
I can't play the piano.
Oh. Okay.
Well, yeah, I can't play a masterpiece on the cello either.
What's something that you should do that you can't do? You know?
Should do that you can't do.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm not a very good... You know what I can't do? I can't whistle with the fingers in the mouth. You know that thing?
I can't do that either, surprisingly. Yeah.
I can't do it. No. None of us can. Okay.
My mom can. It's great, but
I can't count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow, Chris.
I can't do accents.
That's a fact.
That's true. That is factual since high school. You can't do accents here.
Oh my God. Are we under the blue moon already?
Okay. Name the 5 D's of dodgeball. just got to see that movie. Do you
dip,
remember?
Dodge, dive.
Dip, duck, dodge, duck. Dive, dodge.
Dodge, yeah. Dodge.
Dodge? One more.
Dodge, dip, duck, dive.
Dodge. Dodge is twice.
Yes!
Dodge
yes!
is twice.
Craig!
Oh, dodge is twice.
Good
okay.
job, Craig. I'm well surprised.
Done.
Well done. I wasn't sure if you guys could get that. You
Dodgeball's a great movie.
You have impressed me very well. We're at 42 shots, classic. Y'all.
God 42. Damn. Hey.
The burps are coming in strong.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
They're healthy. They are lifesavers, the burps.
I think we should strongly advise whoever's listening and whoever drinks
yep.
to follow along with us and do a power hour.
Yes. It's never too late to power hour.
As you're doing so, make sure you record yourself,
yes.
send it to the Instagram account, and then we will post it for you.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness, y'all.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. That's
I'm
un-mic.
Happy for you.
This would be this would be so much better live than a podcast. We're
yes.
gonna have to post this whole video on YouTube.
We could do it again. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Melisandre as the old woman in Game of Thrones. Tess from The Last of Us after she was bitten. Yaddle, who is the female Yoda. Fuck, marry, kill.
No, I'm killing the Yoda lady.
Okay.
No, I'm fucking the Yoda lady. Are you kidding me?
No.
I'm marrying her. What are you talking about?
Who was the first person you said?
Melisandre is an old woman.
I would fuck her.
I'd marry her because she's dying soon. I get to
wait, who's the next
everything.
One? Wait, who's the next one?
The other
Tess
one was
the last,
last
of
Us after
Tess,
she got
oh,
bit.
No. Marry Tess. Marry Tess. Oh, fuck Melisandre. Yes.
With the little, you
no,
want the little tentacles?
I'm marrying Melisandre, and I'm killing Tess because the tentacles fucking skeeved me out. I can't deal with the tentacles.
Yeah. No, I'm killing Tess. I'm sorry. Tess
Jesus.
You want to beer me?
Did we switch this to like 5 seconds for
no, I told you this would happen.
Do you want a blue light or blue moon?
Blue light. Please.
Blight. He would like blight. A blight.
Blue light.
I want the blight.
The
give me all the blight.
Oh, you've lost all control.
Okay.
We never had any control, Craig. We never had any.
Oh, my God. If you couldn't live any one thing from your daily routine, what would it be and why? Every morning I stare at my phone for a good 20 minutes. So
you mean eliminate, like you can cut out
daily.
Or eliminate,
yes.
like...
Get rid of. Like, eliminate, like, get rid of, like, the definition of it.
But I meant, like, you don't need, like, make coffee, but it's made. You know what I mean?
No. Like, get rid of it. It's me checking my phone.
Well, I
want to
say, like, feeding the dogs and letting them out, but I also want them to survive. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
So that doesn't work. Okay.
You need that.
From your morning routine?
Not morning. Just regular, like your day.
We are on another level right now.
Great choice. I'm glad we got this.
Why?
Oh my God.
Just why?
Okay, if you could see one movie again for the first time, what would it be and why?
The most yes. silent we've been the whole time.
What movie do you want to relive?
Jurassic Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good one. There's so many fucking great movies.
For the first time that I would love.
Maybe Good Will Hunting?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's just such a great one. There's so many lines. You don't know where it's going if you're watching it for the first time. I might go Good Will Hunting.
I love that. Excuse me.
Sixth Sense, maybe? Something like with a big twister.
Where you didn't know it? Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Five.
Gosh,
excuse me.
4, 3, 2.
I'm dying.
Gong.
Craig, you're pretty close.
How many more we got? Math.
We're at 46. Yeah. Justin, your brain sometimes.
Yeah, sorry for a simple subtraction.
Nope, that's impressive to me. Stick with it. If you only get one additional season for The Bear, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, Andor, Silo, which one are you picking? You only get one additional season. Otherwise, it ends as is.
House
Andor.
Of the Dragon.
Andor, House of the Dragon. Okay. I'm going to say Silo. I need more
information. That would have been like last on my list, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm fresh from it.
Are they not
like
making a new season?
No, they are.
Oh.
They are.
I think in June it's supposed to, there's no date though. So that's the problem I'm afraid of. It's going to be like December.
Apple TV waits a while to announce
okay.
the date. Yeah.
All right. Silo rocks, y'all. If you haven't checked it out, Apple TV, Justin has been trying to get me to watch it. I've been telling him to watch
this for fucking a year, and then I look on my Apple TV, and it's like, oh, somebody's on episode 8 of Silo after logging in a day before. I was like, that's clearly Caleb.
Oh, it was a perfect binge for my rough weekend, so I really enjoyed Silo. Justin, shout out to Justin. He does tell me a ton of shows that I never watch him, and he does watch mine, so I'm trying to recover what I've been missing.
And we should have said this at the beginning of the pod, but sorry for not releasing an episode last week. Kayla went MIA. She just disappeared for like a week.
I do that around my birthday.
We didn't know what happened. Maybe she was just having a good time in Canada.
No, nope, not a good time.
Strip club? No. Okay.
Justin, something's there between us.
You said this earlier on the pod. You're right. In Canada. What are you talking about?
Are aliens real? Debate. You have 15 seconds.
They have to be.
I think they are. I think they just never reach us.
They have
I agree. Yeah. They're just the timeline, very much three body problem. Why is that?
Yeah. I started that in 2 seconds.
Nope, that's a good chart.
Well, I won't get into it too much more. Okay.
Gong.
How did I get foam in a shot glass? How did I pour so poorly? I got foam in a fucking shot glass, guys.
Whose idea was this? This is a terrible idea.
Well, I lost and I gave a whole bunch of options to Kayla and she selected this one.
Spell your names in reverse. Go, Justin.
A, R, are we doing last name? I'm doing last name.
No, first name.
Oh, N, I, T, S, U, J.
Okay, A, L, Y, A, K.
I only have 5 letters. It took me that hard. G, I, A, R. Wait.
G, I.
Yeah.
G, I, A, R, C.
Yes.
He knows his name better than we do, Kayla. Damn it.
You have, you're like, wait, what did I say wrong?
I know. Sorry, it's too early. Oh my goodness, good job. I'm already poured.
Okay. Oh my god.
We're at 6. I'm about to go to 6. I got a shot. It chimed. Go.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Do that in the mic next time. ASMR for the folks, you know?
I don't think that's good.
Would
ASMR.
You rather get a paper cut over your eyelid or swallow 5 needles?
Paper cut.
What kind of question is that?
It's the one that I landed on at this point.
She googled something that was the most reasonable one, yeah.
Yes.
Paper cut, yes.
Kayla is now on beer 6, folks.
Yes.
Beer 6.
Yes, I am.
And I think I'm also on beer 6 if you add up the ounces. Yep.
Holy
and
hell.
You're at the same, yeah. You need another or are you good?
I'm good.
We're crushing it. I've been sticking with
we still
with
got 11
reds.
To go, so that's going to be like finishing beer 6 into beer 7.
This is rough here. Paper cut in your eyelid, though. That sucks.
That's what's the next really question, sucks. Kayla? Go.
No, we answered it. We answered it.
Oh, that was like the quit. Let's just sit back and relax.
Wow. Nature. Nature's healing.
Nature is not healing. It's the opposite of healing. Nature is dying, Kayla. No. The world is burning. No. There's no hope.
Oh, my God. Drink.
Okay.
You're probably spiking right now.
Oh, my goodness. Whew, okay.
I was.
Name a country that starts with the letter N. Go.
Nicaragua.
Nigeria.
You got foam on your mustache. Oh my god. Nepal.
Kayla is aggressively slamming her bottles down. So yeah. If you hear that on the pod, that's
it's
Kayla.
It's me. Look at all these bottles here.
She's got such a clear face, though.
I am so full. I'm so full.
Oh
right
my
now.
Goodness. I
just feel like I'm turning back the clock. I'm ready to go. Last time I did that was in Mykonos, so bad things happened. So.
Well, you know, on your honeymoon, right? Honeymoon?
Actually, the Beer Olympics may have been after that. Bad things happened
classic.
There, too.
Classic.
But I won. Woo! That's all that matters.
Here we go.
Chime.
But did you?
Okay, y'all.
Technically,
yes. The victory is all that matters.
Would you rather wake up and find all your teeth have been replaced with pubic hairs or have your pubic hairs replaced with millions of teeth?
What the fuck is that question?
I know. That's when I said you guys gotta get weird.
Did you purposely put this later on?
Yes, I did.
Can you shave? Can you cut the pubic hairs if they're in your mouth?
No, I need teeth.
You
man.
Can cut, but they're gonna keep. I feel like pubic hairs.
Can you remove the teeth from your crotchal area?
Yeah, you can groom, but like it's gonna keep coming up teeth.
How do you groom teeth?
Pubic hair teeth.
Wait. How do you groom teeth?
So you really need you really just need to operate glory hole style is what needs to happen.
No. Maybe. I think you just pull your teeth.
I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with teeth for pubic hair.
Me too. I don't want pubic hair in my mouth.
You're not gonna be able to eat anything, you know? Rough.
This is awful.
Okay, y'all. You're used to this question. I'm getting country.
Are we
here.
Done yet?
No.
52. Would you rather fight one horse-sized squirrel or 100 duck-sized squirrels?
Hold on. Can we check for a second to make sure I actually pressed record?
Oh my god.
That would have been great.
That would have sucked.
We're good. Okay.
Duck-sized squirrels, you said?
Yes. Would you rather fight one horse-sized squirrel or 100 duck-sized squirrels? It is obviously one horse-sized squirrel.
No.
I'd rather go one-on-one. They could overwhelm you.
Dude, do you know what a one horse-sized squirrel can do?
I'm going
100 duck-sized squirrels.
Yeah,
a horse-sized squirrel, like, squirrels are quick. They're nimble. They fuck you up.
They would run you
No,
over.
They're fucking ninjas, man. This is awful.
Our answers are getting much more.
Justin and Craig, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Why?
Describe what the other person is wearing. So, Craig, you just
He's wearing a hoodie that says woo. It says wrong opinions
and
only.
And what else?
It says wrong opinions only.
It's the same thing I wear fucking every
I hope he's wearing pants. What is he wearing?
I don't know. He's wearing pants.
Okay, Justin?
Craig is wearing, I think, a black shirt with a Phoenix Coyotes hockey team logo on it. And then he's got a pullover. Is it like a maroon hoodie-ish?
It's a zip up.
And then jeans.
It's a zip up, and I'm wearing sweatpants.
Ah, damn. Okay. Well, I got the top part right.
Yeah.
Same for you.
Arizona Coyotes, but we're not going to nitpick that.
I'm impressed. I didn't think you'd be able
to. Oh, my God.
Kayla's losing it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I got to pour my next.
Why did I close my eyes?
We're at.
You getting the spins?
53 shots and about to be 54.
We're almost done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go. Game time. Question, Kayla. What do we got?
All right. Rock, paper, scissors. Go. Me and Justin, go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I win.
Oh.
Go. Craig. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I win. Yeah. I'm the victor.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yeah.
Craig loses.
Oh my goodness.
Did you guys catch that I threw scissors every single time?
No. That was too quick for me.
Oh my god, we got six left here?
We do. We have six left. This is easier than I thought towards the end.
Yeah, it's not bad, right? Like power hour is like a good
pregame. That is a fact, camera.
Camera's over there, camera.
That is what's happening.
You look so white. You look ghostly on the camera right now.
I am dying. I don't know what's happening. Okay.
Oh, another shot.
Okay. Who is the best celebrity couple of all time, though?
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, the first go-round.
Oh, really? Because I think the second, they're very strong for the documentary I did watch while I was in Atlanta.
Celebrity couple.
I heard that was terrible.
I'm going to say Zendaya and Tom Holland. They just seem precious.
They really do. She seems so nice, but she can play a fucking lunatic on screen.
Yeah, she can. I'm just attracted to her personality, not her in the Challengers.
Yeah.
Physically, she's not my type, but personality-wise, I love a tough bitch. Craig?
Yeah.
Love a tough bitch?
I love a tough bitch.
You love a tough bitch? Okay.
Who doesn't?
Sometimes you just, you gotta have a tough bitch.
You do it. He said that so soft. You need to have a tough bitch sometimes.
Tough bitches are helpful once in a while.
Yes. You just gotta have a tough bitch.
Chime.
Oh my god. What are we doing?
Oh my god. We're gonna be creepy.
If you haven't already, make sure you follow and like us on everything. Yes. Wrong opinions
you
only.
Like us.
We do this nonsense once every however many podcasts we've done because it's the first time we've done
it. Lie about you? Can you do a two truths and a lie?
At this stage, why would you do this late in the game? You start then.
Okay. I.
Good job, Kayla. Good job. Well done. Bravo.
Thank you. I'm so drunk. I don't know what are things to do. Anyone else? Please?
Okay, I'll step in here. I've had reconstructive eardrum surgery. I have a master's degree. I lost my virginity at 15.
Okay.
There you go.
Definitely did not lose your virginity at 15.
Thank you. Yeah. You see, this is the thing. You guys have known me forever, so you know that's not
we
true.
We know each other.
The audience,
names.
Though.
They don't know. Oh, my God.
I had sex at your old house.
Shots, everybody. Wait, what?
Anywho.
You had sex at my old house, you said?
Anywho.
Wait, what? Hold on.
What?
Rewind. A lot of people had sex at my old house. Yeah, we're bringing back.
Wait.
We're going to redo shots.
Nope. Fucking Mary Kill. Charlie from Dune. Arulian, Florence Pugh's character. And Leah Sudokes, who was seducing.
Helpful.
Austin Butler's character.
Okay,
I don't know who the fuck
I am marrying.
You watched him too.
You're saying words.
Listen to me.
Yeah. I'm marrying Chani.
Zendaya's character, Florence Pugh's character, or the chick that seduced Austin Butler.
Well, I'm killing her. I am marrying Chani, and okay. I'm fucking Florence Pugh.
Okay.
So, yep, same.
Okay, I am marrying Florence Pugh. I love her so much. I'm fucking Chani, and I'm killing the chick who seduced, what's his name?
Yeah, that was too obvious. Everybody's gonna kill her. Yeah.
We're at 58. Two more.
Honestly, we have not spilled a lot.
We're just talking.
We haven't spilled a lot, guys. This is impressive.
We're just talking. We are at 58 shots. We have two more.
So I said about six beers. It looks like it's gonna be about six beers.
Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna, yes. Yeah. That is accurate.
Probably.
How are we feeling? Super sober.
I'm so full. Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm so full. I'm drunk. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm tipsy where I'm gonna start slurring because I've noticed that the last couple
shots.
I
like
your
singing.
Slurring.
You live with me, right? My nephew.
We don't live with you, Justin. We don't live with you.
I was saying that as a fact that you're over here all the time.
Yes,
like,
that's true.
You are
I am one of the cheeros.
The tendencies.
Yes.
He actually
that's
no,
true.
She actually
I hope you guys are enjoying this.
When my nephew lived with us for a while.
That's not a chime. That's a thing.
He'd be on FaceTime all the time. And they'd be like, are your like aunt and uncle like arguing or fighting? He'd be like, no, they're just being fucking absurd upstairs in the kitchen because we just do shit. Like power hours right now. Let's go.
Next question. Go.
That's right. We are at.
That's not counting down. What's going on there?
You're right. It's
Kayla paused it. Let's do more shots.
No.
You know what? How about this?
Our shot is paused.
I'm looking at the audience. Not a live stream right now. I got the emo look going. I'm ready to roll. The last shot, we should do a shot.
No.
A straight whiskey shot.
No.
A whiskey shot.
No.
Last
Justin,
shot.
You are
no.
Gross.
No.
All right. 7:53. We are at a minute. I'm going to go with that because the timer is decided to die at 59.
No.
I don't know what's happening here.
We need a chime, Kayla. You need to mimic a chime.
Okay,
for the last all right.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you when it's 53. I'll try.
Let's answer the last question, and then when we answer the last question, we'll take the last shot, and we'll call it.
Okay.
And then we do a whiskey shot?
No.
Do we have to do 59 and 60 or just 60?
We have to do 60.
Okay, I thought
we
had one more after 60.
So
no, we could do another.
Why would you do
one
more? Why would you
do
61?
We're
going to
do one more because we started on one. We didn't start on zero.
Ching! Ching!
Here we go. Ching, ching. That's a chime.
I don't think you could say that.
Whoa, you just got racist.
Whoa. All right, you did it.
We do not condone anything that that one has said. Or this one. Or this one. All right.
We did it.
Oh, my God.
We were doing the thing.
How about one more? Because we started on one instead of zero.
You
more.
Mean I had to open another beer for the shot? Is
public,
what you're telling me.
Public service announcement.
Yes, Kayla.
That's what you're telling me.
Yes, I am.
I have to open another beer.
Open another fucking beer, Kayla. All right,
I'm
the pod isn't over.
I want to establish I won, and I'm doing this for you.
Thank you.
As
I love
a loser.
You.
I'm like,
I also gave you a birthday gift.
You
today,
did.
So.
You did. And it was Taylor Swift because we will be talking about her at some point in the pod. Because that's what happens. We're almost at 7:54.
We did miss a question or two at the end, though, Kayla. So that's why I wanted the extra shot. So what questions are less?
Oh, no. I had free-for-all here. So we're just talking.
Oh, it literally says free-for-all.
Literally says free-for-all?
Ching chime!
Ching chime! Ching chime!
Oh, no.
Ching chime, people. Ching chime. There it is. We haven't spilled all day until shot 60. Kayla. Kayla spews all over.
Why did you
that's getting posted.
Why did you make me laugh so hard? There's alcohol through my mouth.
No, it's ching chime, dudes. Come on.
I'm not cutting that piece.
There's alcohol through my nose right now. Everything is burning, including my screen.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she. Wow, you got it all over the table, the screen.
All right, you guys. Are we at an hour yet? We're over an hour. Listen, y'all.
Hey. Hey, listen up.
Yes. Shall we go to our...
Listen up, Kayla's got something to say.
Shall we go to our swirl of the week? Be prepared.
I forgot about that.
That's fine. I got one. Go ahead.
Listen, y'all. We have given you an hour of entertainment. I hope this is watchable both listenable.
No.
We are severely drunk, about 6 to 7 beers. We're going to hang out as best friends, which you're not going to be able to watch, but I hope you enjoyed the episode. Maybe we'll have more to do as friends. I don't know.
This is awful.
What are you trying to do? Can you just explain?
I'm gonna send this off. Is there anything else you want to add?
We're not doing Swirly of the Week.
No.
We're not doing. I had a Swirly. No, I just came up with one.
Kayla's spewing all over the table.
I've spewed half a beer over the table. Okay.
I want to rant about my Swirly quick, people.
Go ahead.
Justin. All right. Technology in the year 2024.
Yep. Awful. Yeah.
I can't fucking trust anything. No. Like, people are trying to hack into my Amazon account. I've had to reset all of that. People have hacked into my HBO Max account. People are trying to hack in. I can't trust a text. I can't trust an email. I can't trust a phone call. I hate it. I feel like an old head.
Who can you trust?
I feel like an old head, but I'm just like, well, I'm not going to click on this link from this text because who knows? Maybe this is some random person from some random country I don't know about. Real. And they have all of my information. Then I'm done. I hate it. And also, this is prompted because I realized I was being charged on Amazon for things I never purchased. So MGM,
it's kind of funny
because
I also hate technology in 2024 because I'm trying to log into someone else's Hulu. I'm trying to log into someone else's Max. Use someone else's credit card, and it's just not fucking working. Why won't it work?
I've had my credit card information stolen twice, so screw you, technology.
Screw
you. Yoo-hoo. And on that note, I think that wraps
up. No, we're not done yet.
No, never mind.
2-hour pod. Let's do it. The Power Century. We can do it, guys.
We're not doing a Power Century.
What do you have to say for yourself?
What do I have to say for myself?
Yes. Answer to us.
Tell us
why you're the way you are.
It all started when I was a young boy.
Yep.
I was 5 years old.
Oh, no.
Little town called Eastwood.
Fast forward.
Robin had hair. Robin's egg blue hair.
All right. This is becoming... I don't know what this is right now.
He dyed his hair like Robin's
thoughts,
egg
you guys?
Blue.
Justin?
It was Easter egg green, by the way.
Easter basket green.
There was an Easter.
All right. I think I got to help us save us all and wrap it up here. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I hope you enjoyed our. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed our excessive drinking here. We're off to do fuck knows what else. As always, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Well, that's it for this episode of Wrong Opinions Only. Please follow us on Instagram at Wrong Opinions Only and on Twitter at Wrong Opinions JK, where we'll be dropping some clues and hints to upcoming episodes. Until then, JK out.